All right. Whoa, that was loud. Maybe I shouldn't yell straight into the microphone like that.
No, maybe you shouldn't. Dude, mine are like very bold.
So this has been a long time coming. We had kind of, I wouldn't say abandoned this podcast, but we've definitely been away from it for a while. We've still been doing real pop culture episodes, but we haven't done an episode on this in a long time. But we are back playing D&D on the rig, so there's going to be a lot more episodes coming. And we're completely overhauling the site. The name of the podcast was KPC Plays D&D, which I never liked that name anyway.
Well, it was just temporary, if you think about it.
And we're not KPC anymore. That stood for Kill Pop Culture. Now we're Real Pop Culture. So at least I'd have to change it to RPC Plays D&D. But again, I went crazy about that name. So as of right now, we're known as the Death Savers. Cool, huh? It's like a play on D&D terms.
Yeah, we need to get like a really cool logo. Make some t-shirts.
Death Savers.
Tattoos.
We are the Death Savers. We haven't had to do many death saves. Michael did that one day when he played with us.
Yeah, but that's the only one I can think of.
And as anybody that plays D&D knows, if you go down to zero hit points, you have to roll death saves. You have to roll a 10 or above 3 times in a row?
I think it's 3 times in a row. I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm not a dungeon master. I'm just a guy that likes to play D&D, so we'll ask Clint about that. Let's make sure we got that right. And, of course, if you can get, like, a point or two above zero, then somebody can heal you. Or you can just do a long rest and get hit points back. But technically at zero, you're not dead. You're unconscious.
And I think negative 10, you're still unconscious?
Yeah, I think negative 10 or more and you're done. You bury your character sheet in the backyard. Which does happen. That's one thing I like about D&D is because there's stakes.
Yeah.
Like, you can lose something.
Especially when you get, like, really invested in a character, if you've been playing it for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
And you're, like, really high up there, and then, boom, you die.
Yeah, but technically speaking, and all of this is very subjective to and dependent on your DM, but the higher up in levels you get, supposedly, the less likely you are to get killed.
Well, but you're also facing more and more.
You go from facing
enemies.
Goblins to like dragons.
Yeah,
and a dragon could kill your ass in a heartbeat. this particular episode you're gonna hear it's a two-parter. This is gonna be the first part.
I'm thinking it's gonna be a three-parter.
Oh, it's a three-parter. Well, it's gonna be multiple to cover this one thing we did, and what we did was. We've been playing D&D on Sundays, and we're doing a part of this big campaign, which now would be a good time to start recording those, because everything's kind of changed now.
Well, I made that suggestion Sunday when we played.
Well, that wouldn't have been a good place to start, because we're like in the middle of something.
No, it'd have been a great time, because we actually started over,
that's what I'm saying. At the end of the thing, when the tidal wave came and wiped out the city, like the status quo is going to be different going forward.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's a good jumping on point, I think. But what this episode's going to be is Clint came over here one night, and we sat around the bar, and we basically
did... It was just the three of us.
Yeah, he played a character, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he DM'd, and then you and I played a character. And there were separate characters from what we're doing on the thing we do Sundays.
Yeah, we just rolled up something we'd never played before.
Do we use D&D Beyond?
D&D Beyond.
Oh my god, it's so easy to roll up a character on there.
It is.
And you can, like, save multiple characters and stuff.
You can save up to 6, I think. I think I'm fixing to buy it.
You get the paid subscription to it?
I think so.
You can get more stuff if you pay. So, at any rate, Clint did, like, a Capture the Flag kind of thing. As a matter of fact, I think that's what I'm going to call this episode. Capture the Flag Part 1.
I think that's what I've got it saved as when I saved it.
Nice. And Clint thinks that would be a bad one to record. But I thought it was a good, like, there's not a lot of quiet spaces. It's all action. It's one big encounter. He said he based it off of, what'd he say, Halo?
No.
Or World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. But they also do it in Halo. They do it, I think, every RPG game a type of capture the
monsters
flag.
We're playing against these monsters that are trying to get our flag, and we're trying to get theirs and bring it back. And there's magical walls, and we're trying to kill each other. So it's pretty interesting, I think. I had a great time. I would like to do it again.
I would, too. I think we should get one or two more people.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a little bit more fun. It might not last as long because you'd have more people playing offense and defense, which is a big strategy in this type of campaign.
Well, yeah, because me and you had to swap. Because if you get killed in this, you come back with half your hit points. Well, I'd gotten killed so many times because Kalai was running the flag and I was fighting. Well, I'd gotten killed so many times that I didn't have hardly any hit points left. So I was like, all right, I'm going to run and you fight.
And it's funny because I didn't get killed the first time.
You didn't get killed at all, did you?
Uh-uh. But I was the first person to get attacked, and he took like almost half of my hit points in one attack.
Yeah, there was one big bad monster.
Well, it was that assassin.
And there were two that were pretty easy. We recorded that, what, 3 weeks ago now?
Three, 4 weeks.
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But I'll probably air this tomorrow. I'll be at work, and I can use my good internet to upload it.
And I'll start. Terrible. I'll get the other one or two parts done this week, and we'll get them uploaded.
Cool. Is there anything else? This isn't really a normal podcast, so we don't have like announcements per se.
No,
we're just telling people that this whole podcast has changed and it's getting a facelift and a makeover. There'll be some construction tape around it for a little while.
If there's anything else, I think we can put it in the outro.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy Capture the Flag Part 1 on Death Savers. All right. We are, this is sort of an inaugural thing here. Sort of a rebirth.
Rebirth.
Damn it, I just closed out my window. I've never used this. Clint, what's this called?
D&D Beyond.com.
We are not sponsored by them, but they're more than welcome to send us money.
Well, they're giving it to us for free.
That's so true.
Well, this what we've got. We haven't like bought it yet, so they could like give it to us.
Since we drink and play D&D, let's tell everybody what we're drinking tonight. Kelly, you're drinking Michelob Ultra Gold.
Yep, pure gold.
I think Clint, you're the same.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a Elysian Space Dust IPA. If there's no other reason in the world to drink this beer, it's that on the label there's a hop vomiting space dust. But besides that, it actually is a really good beer.
Is he vomiting space dust or is he sucking space dust in?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because I'd be more prone to not drink it if I thought he was vomiting on the label.
But he's vomiting space dust. It's not like he's vomiting vomit.
It's space dust vomit.
Still, you're getting hung up on the word vomit. You should get hung up on space dust.
No.
I'm also taking a sip or two here and there of Jim Beam Black Extra Aged Bourbon. It's basically, I guess, just regular Jim Beam, but aged longer. But it's really good. And it's tasty, so I'm drinking it. And Clint, do you care to tell these lovely people what you have in store for us tonight, or is it a super secret?
I'm stealing this kind of from...
We're not stealing nothing.
Borrowing.
We're borrowing.
World of Warcraft.
We're making a tribute.
There is a game in World of Warcraft where it's PvP, and it's called Warsong Gulch. And it's basically they stole it from somebody else because it's called Capture the Flag.
I've heard of that.
We should play that.
But the way we're going to do it is...
It's a popular paper.
We've got the three of us versus.
So you're playing an NPC and a character. You're DMing.
Yeah. It's not going to be that.
I mean, that's what I mean. You're playing a character.
D&D Beyond makes it easy for us.
Yeah. Now let's tell everybody what we're playing. I am a dragonborn fighter named Zomma, XZOMMA. I may put an H at the end of that, but it's going to be silent. I don't know. I just want to think about it for a little bit, kind of get to know the character a little myself.
Yeah, just rest on it.
I've never played a dragonborn, so I'm pretty excited about that. What are you?
I am a Fire Ganassi Paladin.
A Fire Ganassi Paladin.
And I've never played any of them before, so I'm kind of excited.
What are you?
And, did you pick a name, Kelly?
I did. It is Jellin.
Jellin.
You picked it for me.
Are you gelling like Magellan?
Yeah, it was a random. They have. That's another cool thing about D&D Beyond. You can get random names.
Yeah, and I just clicked it until it was something like a pounce.
I'm playing a halfling ranger named Lucky Strike. And
does your character smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. A lot of them.
Actually, if you're a halfling, you kind of are a cigarette.
And, to be honest with you, in 5th edition, I've never played a ranger, so this should be fun. And I am DMing, and if you... I can either wait to tell you what we're going against, or I can tell you ahead of time.
I'm sure we'll know when we... They'll hear what we're going against when we get there. You know, I am going to add the H to the end of my name. So it's X-Z-O-M-M-A-H. Zoma.
We'll keep these characters to do
that. That's very important to the story, I'm sure. I'm sure y'all really wanted to know that because it's so important.
So, and we roll these characters up at 5th level. And we have a very minor equipment. Everybody got a little bit of armor. And, actually, did I add armor to mine? I'm not sure if I did. I guess I need to look at that. Yes, I did. Okay. Like, everybody's got minor equipment. Like, there's not much. We're not, like, tough guys. Other than being 5th edition and...
You mean 5th level?
5th level.
In 5th edition.
And 5th edition. But other than being 5th level, we're not that... I mean, like, it's minor equipment. Like, it's basically armor, a dagger, and then one other weapon. And that's about where we're at. Other than... Like, I think both my character and Kelai's character has a little bit of spells. And I believe Mark...
I have a weapon of breath.
And Mark has a breath weapon.
I have really,
so
really bad breath.
That will help us out as well. And I have one cure wound spell.
Just one?
Yeah.
That you can use every round?
But we're gonna go one time with this and see how it goes, because I don't know how long this is going to take for these flags to get captured and brought back.
I couldn't help but notice...
But I will go over the rules as we go.
I couldn't help but notice when you were putting this whole encounter together, you used the word fatal?
Deadly.
Deadly. Okay, that's...
It actually says, the same thing. Under the encounters, that's another good thing about D&D Beyond, is it has an encounter.
So I shouldn't get too attached to my character.
But, and it tells you when you start adding up your encounters, and this, there's three versus the three of us, and these encounters are a CR rating of 3, a CR rating of 3, and a CR rating of 8.
Jesus.
And it does, it tells you as you go. It'll say easy, medium, like a difficulty level. Difficult, but anyway, the end of it is deadly. It does say that this encounter is deadly.
We have grid paper on the table here in front of us.
We do.
And we have some minis that represent us. And we have bread ties. Or is that the flags?
That's going to be the flags.
Okay. I got you.
All right. Should we start?
Let's do it.
All right. Well,
let's try to keep this to like an hour and a half.
We're going
to
see how it goes.
We're going to see how it goes with one capture.
And see, I was planning on 3 captures and bringbacks. But that may go way more than an hour if we do it 3 times. I'm sure it would.
Well, let's capture some flags, gentlemen.
So, anyway, just to give you a little background on the story, and then I'll explain the grid a little bit better. We'll say there's a wizard that walks out. And he's on a balcony way up here. And there's fans. This is a crowd. There's fans all the way around watching you people.
So like an arena style?
Watching us. It's a big arena. Right here in the center, there is a big 20-foot wall that runs all the way across the center of the arena. Right in the center, there's a 5-foot door.
Ooh.
So you have to cross that wall that goes all the way across the arena. And you can either go over it, try to go over it. You can If like spells, I don't think any of us have any spells that could probably levitate us to fly over it. You could actually fly over it.
Is the wall indestructible?
Or something, but...
We'll see.
I mean, we can see. We can beat on it. Somebody can try to attack the wall.
Can we go through the 5-foot door?
But there is a 5-foot... It's actually not even a door there. It's just a 5-foot space to where anybody that can get to there and get through it can get through it. But that goes both sides. They have to go through that 5-foot space or fly or
climb. I'd be suspicious of booty traps.
Or whatever they're doing. So, anyway, wizard walks out. Big grand wizard. Long white robes, long hair, long beard, pointed hat. Typical Gandalf type
does
wizard.
Does he have a big wooden staff?
He does have a big wooden staff. And he starts telling the rules. Oh, each person cannot touch their own flag.
Each person shall not pass.
No person can touch their own flag. The goal is to capture the other person's flag and bring it back to your starting area and place it beside your flag. So that means the only way of winning is to have both flags stuck in one starting area. So if they take this flag and we take that flag, we've got to get that flag here, but we're not allowed to put it in there until we have our flag back there. Upon a death, our flag, any flag, will return to its base area. Other than that, if we have no questions today, then I guess we can begin. And I guess the best way to do it would be for us to begin would be to roll an initiative.
First roll of the game.
Mark has new dice. Kelly has new dice.
I'm not using my new dice tonight.
Oh.
Ooh, going with Old Faithful.
Old Faithful.
We're doing a new thing, so I thought I'd use new dice.
Yeah. I mean, this is a different game.
They're fresh out of the mail.
Normal weekend game.
And I just rolled an 8.
16.
Right. Lucky Strike has a 12.
I got a +2 initiative, though.
And would you add it to it?
10.
18. The monsters go at 18. So, what did we have, Kelly?
18.
And what was your character's 10. Name?
Jellin. J-E-L-L-I-N.
And he goes at 18.
I can't think. Stop
and
thinking of that Dr. Schultz commercial.
Monsters go... Our monsters, our encounter, they're not exactly monsters. Two of them are. One of them's not. They go at 18 as well. And then we have... What did you go at?
Zoma, I'm 10.
Mark.
You sound like a drug.
Zoma.
X-Z-O-M-M-A-H. It does sound like a drug.
Yeah.
It's like, I need 10 milligrams of Zoma.
Goes at when?
10.
At 10. Lucky Strike goes at 8. One, two, three, four. I'm doing a lot of counting right here. So, Kelly, you have 30 foot of movement for Jellin.
All right, move me up 30 feet.
And this was you.
I guess.
So yeah. You're just going straight.
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Too bad nobody's got a longbow.
Right now, there is no actions. I don't see of any action that you can take.
Well, I mean, so, I could.
Let's see what you got in mind.
Well, my iPad's acting funny.
You know, we do get an additional action at level 5, right?
We get 2 attacks.
Thought I saw...
All right, I'll wait, because I got to look it back up.
Now, there is a... I would have to look up dash really quick, unless somebody wants to look that up. I can do it real quick. D&D dash 5e. Let's see what a dash counts, because...
Well, I've got something called... Channel Divinity. Sacred Weapon.
which I can imbue my weapon, and it can be considered magical weapon, which adds a +2 attack.
Okay.
But it's only good for 1 minute.
Well, that's 10 rounds. Or,
yeah, 10 so, turns. So I'm going to wait till we get closer to the action to before do that. Okay. I do that.
I've got this weird thing called right. destroy walls at any distance. That's weird, huh?
I've never heard of that
before. I haven't either. I've never played a Dragonborn. I mean,
how ironic.
How ironic indeed. Check out my avatar. That dude looks cool.
You can use dash. He's got like horns
coming out of his jaws. That's cool.
No, I'm gonna wait till everybody else. We get closer to each other.
I was fixing to say you can use dash and go up to.
That'd put me at the door.
I believe 60 feet.
Why does it say dagger range 20 and in parentheses 60? What does that in parentheses mean?
So if you wanted to use dash, you can get through the door before anybody else gets through there.
But if I do that and I get in trouble because they use dash and get up on me, y'all won't be able to help me.
That is kind of true. So you're just going to hold there for yeah. now?
I mean, this is a team building exercise, so I don't want to be the hot dog in this.
Teamwork Five, makes the dream 10, work. 15,
20, 25, 30.
How'd you do that?
What, just scroll up and down?
No. Get your avatar.
Just click edit. 15, 20, click on your name.
30.
Click edit character.
All right. And it would be that I just went for the first set of monsters. And so now it is Mark with Zoma.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes. Yes.
I've got a dagger and it says range 20, but in parentheses it says 60.
That means you can throw it up to 60 with a disadvantage, but the normal range on it is 20 feet.
How much of a disadvantage? Half?
It's a disadvantage. You roll 2 dice and take the lowest you throw it over 20 feet.
Yikes.
You can hit something up to 60 feet. So...
Well, I'm definitely going to run.
Let's go.
I'm definitely going to run up.
All right. So, you're going to take your 30 feet. Yeah. That will put you there. Unless you want to dash, and then you can go 60.
I could technically, I'm 60 feet away from the monster. I could throw my dagger.
No, you would dash for another 30.
Well, right now they have 60 feet half cover, so that's a disadvantage already.
Okay.
Because they're not in front of that gate.
I'm just anxious to draw first blood.
All right, and it is Lucky Strike, and he can go 25 feet. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And that puts him there. Because he's a little bit slower because he's shorter. He's a halfling. He only gets 25 feet of movement where everyone else gets 30. That puts it to his go. Actually, he was supposed to have gone already, but that's all right. So he's going to go his 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. So round 1 is over, and all we've done is run up, which is part of the game, because there'll probably be some attacks in this next go. So it goes back around to the beginning of the round 2, starts out with Kelai with Jelen.
What? Right.
Jelen going to do like a felon.
I'm going to move my 30 feet.
Straight ahead.
Straight ahead to the door.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. That puts you in the door sight.
All right. Now I'm going to cast my divinity weapon.
Okay. You have it ready.
And now I get a... Well...
You can connect to my hotspot if you want to. I'll have to look at my password, though, because I don't remember it.
Well, it gives me a +2 to my attack roll.
Remember that. You can hit, I believe on there it says cast.
Yeah, but I gotta wait for it to pull back up.
Oh, if you click cast, I think it may automatically. I haven't used that part of D&D Beyond yet, but I think it may automatically show on there. If not, at least we know. You know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And what's the name of that spell again?
It's Divinity Cast Sacred Weapon.
Sacred Weapon. All right. And it is one of the monsters get. So what he is going to do is 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He is 30 feet away. He has a light crossbow, which will shoot a range of 80 to 320 feet.
Jesus.
So
he could have attacked his
He
first
is
round.
Going to attack, yeah, straight ahead. He probably could have. He is going to try to shoot you, Kelly, with Jelen. This is a, now you can see him, the guy in the very center. It's a human dressed in all black, almost like a ninja. He's got his mouth covered, got his head covered. He's,
Are those reading glasses or prescription?
They're just reading glasses. I don't even really need them. I just use them sometimes.
You want to look studious?
Sometimes. All right, he's going for an attack with a light crossbow. And his total is a 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. And he obviously hits with a 20.
20 damage?
No. That's his armor.
Oh, to beat his armor class. Okay.
And
so did you crit, or is that with all your pluses?
That was just with the pluses. That wasn't a natural. All right. He hits you for 7 points of damage, and you need to make a constitution savings throw. And just for the people at home, I'll go ahead and tell you the DC is a 15. So you need to make a savings throw with your constitution. It'll show it right over on the left side of your character.
My constitution is a plus 3.
And if you're proficient, that makes it another throw. Or that may be what your plus
16
are.
Plus 3.
So
don't worry about the 16s.
10, 13.
13 does not pass. So, you will take... Oh, my goodness. This is why this is deadly. You take 31 points of poison damage.
31?
Okay. But look on your character sheet. Because you're playing a paladin.
We'll say that's like half your hit.
And see what it says about. Up at the very top of your sheet, it'll say. Up at the very top, under defenses, immunities, and
fire
vulnerability.
Resistant.
Yeah.
Disease. Something.
Immunity.
Yeah, immunity.
And what else? Is there anything about poison up there?
No.
All right. So you take, how many points did I say?
31.
31 points of poison damage. And you are poisoned.
All right, well, it don't give me the option for what kind of damage.
Well, you
it
just
says.
If you're not immune to it, then you would just take that much damage.
Do you use your, can you use your healing spell every turn or every short rest?
I think you can do this right here. Hit 31 damage. And it does do that. It takes that off. So, you see what I'm talking about there, Kella, on D&D Beyond? Where it says damage, you can type in 31. And then how many ever it was all total.
Yeah.
And then hit damage, and it'll show you how many hit points you currently have.
Done it.
Do what? All right. So...
That's pretty cool.
That was his round, and it is his cronies. So they will go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Well, he can't get through that door. so he can move to there.
That's what I was about to ask. Kella or Magellan has... Magellan.
He can move right there in front of
you. I'm
going to
call him Magellan. Magellan has the door blocked, basically. We can't attack through him, can we?
No. Well, you're going to stand a chance of hitting anything.
Well, did I... I didn't open the door.
Well, there's not a door there. It's an
opening. It's a doorway.
It's just an opening. Okay. A 5-foot opening. Now, and my little guy can run through that area.
Oh, yeah, you're a halfling.
But no one else could in this... All right. This is... Now you can see what this is, Kelai, and it is an owlbear, if you know what those are. It's a large bear-like creature with an owl head.
Do they hibernate?
They have a... They attack with...
He doesn't run around saying who.
Claws and a beak. It's like, more like... Anyway, this owlbear is going to make an attack, but the thing about it is he's standing in your way, and he's standing in everybody else's way, their way, so... he is going to attack with one claw and one... And then he's going to attack with his pecker, his beak.
I'm glad you specified right there. I probably need to plug
the claw with the attack, and he rolls, and it's a total of 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So that probably does not hit your AC.
My AC is 18.
So that does not hit.
That's pretty good.
He attacks with a beak. And it's a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So he does not hit on either attack.
How many attacks does he get? Just two?
Two. They get one claw and one beak attack. I like a bite, a beak pecker. And it is Mark's go with Zoma.
Well, everybody's in my way.
Well,
if I was to move up and throw my dagger at this owlbear, I would stand a chance of hitting Magellan, wouldn't I?
Yeah. I tell you what, we'll figure that. If you want to do it, you'll do it at a disadvantage. If you hit, you hit. If you miss, we'll roll a percentage on whether you hit him or not. Whether you hit your Jellin or not.
Do I get to know my odds?
Well, it's a 50-50 chance.
Oh, it's 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that are my... Okay.
That's if you missed. If you hit, you just hit.
But if I miss, I got a 50-50 chance of hitting Magellan.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really like them odds.
But that's only if I miss.
And that's rolling at a disadvantage.
Well, either way, you're hitting something.
All right, well, let's play it safe then, as bad as I hate to. All
right.
I can move 30 feet?
Yep.
5, 10... 15,
20, 25, 30. And you're at the wall.
Yeah.
Now, that's 30, right? You counted 30.
Do I get an additional action?
Yes.
Can I try to jump the wall?
Jump's going to be tough. You could try to climb the wall.
I've got plus 6
it's
athletics.
22.
Does that help?
That would help on a climb. You can climb the wall.
Well, you're a dragon, man. Can't you fly?
Yeah, I got wings. I can't fly, though, can I? This is what I want to do. I want to grab the top of the wall and start climbing and flap my wings.
You can like roll your climb. Roll your climb. Athletics. And you can get... You've got enough movement to get to the top of the wall.
14.
All right. I'd say that gets you to the top of the wall.
Actually, if I get... How thick is this wall? Can I stand on it and just kind of chill?
Yes, you can. It is about 2 or 3 feet thick. So now you're on top of the wall. You do have enough movement to jump off of that wall and be on the other side. But then that would be the end of your turn.
I can't get... Well...
Since you had multiple attacks.
If I jumped down onto the owlbear, would I not get a surprise attack? Or would I have to wait till next turn? I mean,
I don't think, because you're 5 feet over, you're 10 feet over from him. So, that's a leap for another 10 feet.
I'll just chill.
You're going to stand there and crow like a chicken?
I put one leg up in the air and I start doing my elbows up and down.
The chicken dance.
It is.
You see a giant dragon dude flapping his wings.
He's going to see 5, 10, 15, 20. 25. There's really nothing he can
do. I'm not going to ask if you can jump up
where
on
he's
the wall.
At. He could climb the wall, just like, you know. All right, and now it's the top of the round again. Kelly, it is your go. There is an owlbear standing in front of you that you got hit by. The guy just shot you with a crossbow with a poisonous arrow.
What have you got?
A poisonous crossbow bolt.
War pick.
Is that a two-handed weapon?
One. And a shield.
Oh.
Alrighty. I am going to attack him.
The owlbear.
The owlbear.
Okay, attack the owlbear.
Woo-hoo. We have any beer?
Who?
Who? Actually, put this one back in there for now.
You chickened out on it.
I'll get it in a minute. I'll chill a little more.
What was your thing?
Yeah, I forgot to do that.
I knew roll I was forgetting something. Hit.
17.
A 17 hits on the owlbear.
Take his ass, sea bass.
9. 11.
Did you figure up your blessed weapon thing?
I did.
It was.
Did I get a 2d8 plus 4 plus 2?
11 points of damage.
No, hang on. 2d8, that's 5 plus 4 is 9. Yeah, and then 2 is 10, 11.
I want to do something else here. We're going to use these. These will be buildings.
I thought you were going to have like VIP.
There's nothing
VIP
inside
seating in the arena.
There's nothing inside of them, but you can climb on them. They're 20 feet high, just like the wall. You can climb on top of them. There's a roof over them. There is one door if you want to go in and hide, kind of deal. Alright, and you did 11 points of damage to the owlbear. Do you get 2 attacks yet?
Yes, I do. I'm glad you mentioned that. I will attack him again.
Did you just blow some vape?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Smoky.
I saw that smoke in there, and I was like, uh-oh, something on fire. I think I'm going to crack that door. It's getting a little hot in here.
It is.
We had that oven on cooking the pizzas.
Okay, how do I use a cantrip?
A cantrip, it's just to just see if it's an action or
yeah,
a...
Yeah, it's one action.
What is it?
Produce flame.
What's the rules on it?
Flickering flame appears in your hand. The flame remains there for the duration. It harms neither me or my equipment. It sheds a bright light. 10-foot radius and dims for an additional 10-foot. Dispel damage increases by 1d8. No, so I get an additional 2d8 on my attack.
So do you just throw it at it? Is that
no,
what you do?
It just engulfs me.
Oh, okay.
Anybody that is... Anybody that's 10 foot from me gets an additional 1d8, and if you're 20 foot from me, it's half that, so it'll be 1d4, I guess. I guess that's how that works.
I would get 1d8, wouldn't I? Because I'm exactly 20 feet up.
Well, you're up, though.
But you're up. So you get a...
Hey, pause it for a second.
You're actually 30 feet this. From here.
Let's take a quick break. Smoke if you got them.
Yeah, smoke if you got them.
All right, folks. Sorry about that. While we're waiting on Mark to come back, during the break, we looked up the...
Produce Flame.
And, you know, it's nowhere near what I was reading.
But you can attack with it, and you lose it after you attack
with
it.
Yeah, so it's a flame you actually hold in your hand.
And it hits one target. It says target takes fire of 1d8, but...
1d8, but it increases by 1d8 when you reach fifth level.
So it would be 2d8. So you can use it for an attack and get 2d8 worth of damage.
Yeah, but like we were just talking about, my sword already does that, so...
Well, it actually doesn't do quite as much. How much is your sword? Well, yeah, 2d8 with that blessing on it.
Plus
yeah.
4, plus 2.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, so... You'd come out better with the sword by
come out
than
by doing six by six sider.
But it's always good. It's a ranged weapon now that we don't have, that you guys don't have a range, other than daggers, you know, for throwing.
But so, yeah, I thought we'd go ahead and explain that real quick so we didn't forget.
All right,
we got Mark back now. Okay, for my second turn, I'm going to do Lay on Hands on myself.
Lay hands on yourself.
Yeah, I'm laying some hands on myself.
I think you've had a lot of practice doing that one, eh?
Yeah. I laid some hands on myself right before I come over here. But I washed my hands afterwards.
Oh, as long as you washed your hands.
Did you wear gloves and a mask?
I did not.
All right, so that puts me back up to my max hit points.
Because that's 25 points. Because
it's 25 points and I'm... No, it puts me back up to 49 hit points.
That's still not bad. Okay. So it is... The assassin will go. And he is going to attempt to shoot Mark on top of the wall.
Kind of made myself an easy target, didn't I?
Kinda.
Hey, look at me! I'm up here on the wall!
And let me pull him
I don't know why it sounded like Luigi when I said that.
On my computer, just to see what his bonus is.
I don't know. I almost took offense to that.
And he rolled a natural 20.
Oh, great.
And I didn't bring D dice tonight, because I was planning on just being the DM. I wasn't really planning on playing.
Well, it ain't like we don't have enough dice here.
Well, that whole pillowcase.
Okay. So he definitely hit.
Handed my crown rule bag. You don't know that. My honor class is like 206.
It's 27 total.
Okay, you hit me.
So it would be.
Here.
We're going to start out with this 1d8.
Those gray ones in there are pretty
regular damage. I don't need that.
1d8. Yeah, he brought the pillowcase with him.
He takes. So you take 6, 7, 8, 9 points of regular damage, Mark. And then you take, let's see.
3. How many times you can roll that thing?
27 points
total
of poison damage. Unless you make a... Wait.
You gotta do a saving throw.
You take, how many damage did I say?
9.
You take, 60, let's see, 18 points of regular damage that you will take.
Total?
Now roll me a DC savings throw, a constitution savings throw with a DC of 15. So you need to roll higher than a 15.
What can I add to that, my...
It's your con, and it's your con saving throw.
So you add your
con,
plus.
On con. No, I didn't make it. I wrote an 11.
And you added it. So now you take the, 21 that I said? Points of poison.
9 and
20. Now I click on temp and just put 21.
You'll take 18,
that's and your
21.
Temporary hit points. Those are extra.
So I thought I calculated it.
You hit right there.
Oh, that little window.
Yeah,
and then I type in 21
damage, and then you type in another.
Then you hit damage.
19 damage.
Mm,
For 18 damage. Yeah. And you don't even have to add it in your head.
Alright. Well, you have to do it twice.
That's Did that bad. Drop you, Mark?
You said 19?
Yeah.
19 and 21. Or
18 points of regular and then 21 points of poison.
So what? How much is that total?
30.
30. So that didn't drop you.
I'm down to 30.
Okay. Alright. It's fine. We've got this covered. And now it is going to be Owlbear's go.
That's a little...
This one... He's going to stay where he's at. You click it, you can just type it in. So,
that's what I was trying to do.
He's going
to
stay where he's at. The one in front of Kelai is going to attack
Kelai. I can remember 30, just...
Alright. So now we are at an Owlbear. And he is going to make his two attacks. There it is. First so, one with a beak, second one with a claw. There we go. First one, he get a 16, 23, so that is going to hit. So, Kelly, you will take.
No, man, that missed. That because I ducked out of the way right when he was going after me.
Take 9 points of pecker damage from the beak. And the second attack is with a claw, and it would be a 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Does a 16 hit you?
No.
No.
I'm 18.
So he missed with a claw, so he hit you with his pecker. He said, rah! Hoo-hoo!
I guess I'd much rather take pecker damage than hand damage.
And then he tried to claw you, but he missed. And the other owlbear hailed, so that means it is Zomar's go.
The H is silent.
Zoma. Zoma.
Okay. Obviously, well, I can move 30 feet, but I'm 20 feet up.
Well, a jump is just a
How
jump.
Far out can I jump?
20 feet you actually take. If you jump off of this, you're going to
But how
take,
far out can I jump?
2d6 points of damage.
Oh, so I better climb down.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to climb down.
All right, so climb
down.
You
can't down. Use his wings and glide?
No. Now will be 20.
And I want to move close to the bug.
25. That's as far as you can get.
No, he wants there. To scoot over.
Actually,
the owlbear.
Yeah, you can do that.
I changed my mind. I think I should start working on that guy.
Well, then the object I was talking to Kella is as to get we to were the taking flag. A break. The object of the game is to have...
get the flags.
Is to get the flags. So you do not have to attack. As long as you don't get within range of them...
Yeah.
They won't attack you. Now, if you run right here, of course, he gets an attack of opportunity because you're trying to run past him. So or if you 20, try to run past this guy.
30. That's as far forward as I can go with
him. Yeah. No, you can use your dash.
Well, a dash takes your action, takes one of your actions.
How many feet can I do in a dash?
30.
30 more feet.
You know what? Let's do it.
But that takes one of your actions away. But that's fine because don't go by him.
No, don't go. You better scoot over one.
You can't go directly beside him without an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, you better scoot over one, then take your other 25 up.
You know, I'm going to stick with my original. I'm not going
to... So you want to move back one?
So you want to move back
one? Yeah, let me go. Let me move up and attack this guy.
Right here?
Yeah.
Well, that's where you were at. You'll have to attack this one.
More.
You can attack this one beside you.
Okay, that's fine. I want
to
use...
Oh, well, now you can use a dash to get to him and get one attack.
I want to use two attacks on the owlbear.
On the red owlbear.
Yeah, let me do that.
All right. We call him the red owlbear because it's red dice that we're using instead of a miniature. And then there's a white owlbear back there, too.
Shit. I'm sure I missed.
What'd you roll?
A 3.
And add your pluses... Just look up the weapon. Look at the weapon. I'm looking under at action.
There's a little tiny.
It's plus 9. 6. So 9.
So 9. 9 does miss.
Nineteen
does hit.
Alright. Here I go with my great sword.
Damage, so
2d6 plus 3.
Six
6 damage. Wow. How awesome.
Plus.
Wow.
I added it. Yeah. That sucked.
Alright. So 6 damage to that one. And it is Lucky Strike's go. And what Lucky Strike is going to do, I figured this out while we were waiting. I kind of messed up and ran from the flag before I did something that could buff the flag area. That could damage the flag area. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to point back toward the flag. Because it can be cast up to 150 feet. And I cast for my action.
See, look.
I cast what's called Spike Growth. And it gives the last 20 feet to get to the flag. For each 5 feet that they move to get to our flag, they take 2d4 damage. Nice. For every 5 feet to get to our flag. So that'll help in the long run. Just remember, when we bring our flag back, I need to be up there so I can take this away so we can bring our flag back and drop it, or we'll have to take that 2d4 damage getting into it. Because it is a concentration spell, so if I do another spell, that breaks, that spell breaks, and it lasts for 10 minutes, so we've got plenty of time to get it. So, that's one of his actions. I'm going to use that's actually just a bonus action. I believe, yeah. So I'm going to use his movement. 5, 10, 15, 20. I can't get up the wall yet, so.
You can get partially up the wall. Can you just kind of hang there?
I'm just going to hold and go up the wall. That's what I'm going to say, is I'm halfway up the wall for my round. And the next round I'll finish going up the wall. I'll have 5 foot up the wall and then movement down the wall or whatever I decide to do. So that's what I'm going to do on my round, and that takes us back to Kelai with Jelena.
All right. I'm going with the massive attack. All right. On Red Bugbear Owlman.
Red Owlbear. Owlbear.
All right, you want to witness this?
What is it?
Oh, you're gonna take the roll as it lies?
Yeah, it's 15.
Yeah, I'd keep that. For those listening, he rolled the dice off the table. Instead of re-rolling it, he just...
So it'd be a 20 total.
20 total hits on an owlbear.
Well, this whole thing's the honor system. Nobody looks at anybody's dice to see if they're telling the truth.
We do. If we were fighting each other, I would make a rule about it. You know what I mean? Just so everybody can see it. But since we're not fighting each other, I'm going to take an honor system.
9, 10, 11, 15 damage.
15 damage to the red owlbear. Alright.
Alright, and for my
second action.
Hell, I still can't get around him, so screw it. I'll attack again.
Alright. And that's a 14 plus your pluses. 14 hits, so we're good.
So, yeah.
19.
Okay.
5, 9, 11.
11 more damage to the red owlbear. Red owlbear's looking a little bit rough. He's still got a little bit to go.
Is he bleeding from the eyes?
He is bleeding from a few places. Because
is he bleeding from the eyes?
He has been hit about 5 times so far. So, all right, here we go. This is...
Owlbear.
There we go. Well, we're going to go with the assassin first.
Oh, okay.
And he is going to shoot...
Uh-oh.
...at Mark once again.
Dude, he's already knocked me down by half.
He hit me for over half.
I hope you're ready to lay hands on me next.
No, there's a rule that I'm going to have, a death rule that I'm going to have that I'll explain... when it happens to whoever, when it happens. Okay. He rolls a 6, 7, 8, so 18. Does an 18 hit, Mark?
Yes.
19.
I don't have any 19. Pluses on my armor, do I?
No.
Did he hit you with another crossbow bolt?
No.
You didn't choose armor?
Well, I mean, yeah, I have armor.
Three, oh, okay. Four, five, six. It's all added. That's the one good thing. So you take 6 points of regular damage. And then you'll roll your constitution savings throw again. And we'll see if that hits.
No.
It has to beat a 15.
It didn't.
Okay.
You might want to change dice. So,
well, I mean, it only came within 2 points of beating it. So it wasn't terrible, but...
Twenty-two more points of poison damage.
So what's that total?
I have no idea. I don't even remember what I said. Piercing damage.
Shit. We can go back and listen to the audio recording. I'm wanted to say you said 18, maybe.
No, it wasn't that much because it was just a 1d6 plus 3. I think it was 6 points of piercing, and then we'll what did I just say?
22.
Yeah.
That's right.
22. 29 total.
So 29. I got 1 point left.
Whoa. We ought to go back and listen to it. No. Okay.
I have one hit point.
Well, you should have a heal on yours, too.
No. He don't have any kind of
healing. I'm a fighter.
Oh, you've got an action surge.
Yeah, but Dragonborns have
an action surge for being a fighter.
Second wind. Second wind is once per short rest, you can use a bonus action.
Four.
Look up your, hit your feats and
to
traits.
Regain 1d10 plus 5 hit points.
So you'll get
so
it.
So I can, once per short rest.
So that so means you right haven't now, used
it
yet.
You can use
I
it
can do,
you can do it one time.
I can do 1d10 plus 5.
So you can do that right now if you want to.
I do. Zero plus five. I get 5 hit points.
No, that's a 10 plus five. A zero is a 10.
So, yeah, that's 15.
Side. Oh, that's right.
So, that's as high as you're going to be able to get. That's as high as you would have got.
Nice. So, I'm back up
so
to
you're
16.
At 16 hit points. So, that leads us into... that was Owlbear number one.
That was the assassin. It sucks I can only use my breath weapon once per short rest.
Will attack at Kelly. And
my other character had something similar to that. I think it was, what was it called? Relentless Aggression.
Let's say
some crazy shit.
The pecker attack does not hit. So it's an 11. The claw attack. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 does not hit. So this owlbear is getting a little bit sluggish and he's just not hitting very well now.
Cha-ching.
So, okay. And that takes us to Zoma again.
Hey, wait. What does this mean? Under other, it says extra attack, which is a special. You can attack twice whenever you take the attack action on your turn.
Yeah, we already do that. It's just a second attack.
Okay. I thought that was something.
Okay.
You use attack as your second action.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yep. It's your go. And you're down on the ground right here beside this red owlbear.
I'm going to try to finish him off with my great sword.
Do it. Roll your first attack.
Jesus. What's his armor class?
It's a 13.
I failed.
All right.
14 on the second one.
All right, you hit on the second one, so roll your damage.
Oh! Got a 6 on that one. A 6 on that one, look.
So
just so I'm not lying. So you know I'm not lying.
Oh, nice.
Plus 3, so that's 12, 13, 14, 15 damage.
15.
That's like the most I could have hit him for.
He is at 1 hit point.
Damn it! I wanted to kill him. Is one of his eyeballs hanging out?
Yes, he is smashed to hell and back. He is at 1 hit point. He is about to be gone.
How many did he have to start with?
59 hit points to start with. He is at 58. Or he is down 58. Alright, so it is Lucky Strike's go. He's going to get up, finish getting up the wall. So we're just going to move this over here for now. He's going to stand on the wall and he's going to try to shoot the assassin. Give him a taste of his own.
You can't say assassin without saying ass.
In.
That's what he is.
In.
A big ol' ass.
Shoots with his longbow. As long as of a longbow you can have. With, Alright, I'm gonna roll. 12 and 9 is 21.
Uh-oh.
So he hit the first go. I'm going to go ahead and, well, I'll come back and add all the damage. He's going to shoot again with his longbow. A 5 and a 9. 10, 11, 12, 13,
14.
I don't think that hits him. But he did hit him once. No, 14 doesn't hit. But he did hit him once, so he does... A D8, 5 plus 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, and he has, for being a ranger, he has Colossal Slayer. Oh, nope, that won't work on him.
You notice how quiet pigs feel?
So,
he was outside hacking and gnawing while we were
so he takes 9 damage. The assassin takes 9 damage.
Will you stick them in the refrigerator, please?
Yes, I will.
Thanks.
So the assassin
what
takes 9 damage. And
from who?
Lucky Strike shot him. He got up on the wall.
Nice. And just for reference... Clint's using a AAA battery box to represent
the wall.
The wall when people get up on it.
All right, so that takes us back around to the beginning again. These rounds are going by pretty quick.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm going to step through the... I can't. I'm attacking.
Hey, you get 2 attacks, so what does that mean if he kills him on the first one?
Means I still get my movement and an attack.
Nice. Yeah, because you're not having to move to attack. He's right in front
bloody
of you.
Bloody hell.
You didn't hit him.
On the first one, I missed. 14.
That hits.
On the owlbear, a 14 hits. This is our 1 hit point owlbear.
All you got is roll a 1.
He's done some damage.
Dude, please tell me he got his head cut off.
13, 17.
Yes. I want you to describe this one.
No.
He had 1 hit point. Can he got hit for 17.
Takes his sword.
No,
just,
my war pick.
Oh, yeah, your war pick. He just bashes his skull.
I hit him right square in the center of the head with that pick, and it just goes...
Splits open.
Does his tongue land on the ground in front of him?
And it's just sitting there wiggling.
And then you stomp on his tongue.
He just slumps down, so we'll take him off.
Alright, now...
All right. We got 1 less person that's going to try to get our flag.
I'm stepping through the wall.
Look at it that
that's
way.
That's 5. Stepping. Right. 1.
We'll see.
2. That's 10. That should be 30.
All right.
Your miniature looks like your miniature looks like.
That's 25. You got 1 more.
Oh, 1 more.
You got 1 more space. There you go.
And I didn't use both of my actions. I don't have another action.
All right.
Do you have a bonus action?
We are.
Does this? Do I get a bonus action?
It'll say.
And we have. We're going to go with White Owlbear first. He's going to make his movement up toward Mark. 5, 10, 15, 20. And he is going to attack Mark. Pecker shot first. And he completely missed on his pecker shot.
That's good.
He's a little pecker.
And then he's going to try to claw. And I think he missed on his claw. 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, he missed on his claw. So, he swung at you twice, Mark, the white owlbear.
Swung and a miss.
Swings and a miss, swings and a miss. He pecks at you, misses, claws at you, misses. And then it goes to the assassin.
I get a free attack then, right?
So he is going to... He just figured out that he could hit him from a distance. So therefore, he would attack Lucky Strike.
When you say he, you're talking about the...
The assassin. The assassin. Yeah, he just figured out that he could get hit by Lucky Strike.
Who is this?
That is the assassin.
Oh, that's Kella.
Yeah.
Your avatar looks like Littlefinger.
He kind of does. I thought that when y'all first pulled him out. And he definitely hit. So.
Hey, don't be making assumptions.
He takes.
You do have a high armor class.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
No, he's hitting Lucky Strike. He hit him for 4 piercing damage. And then he has to roll his constitution savings throw. And he passed his constitution savings throw. So he takes
to pass one.
4 points of damage. Lucky Strike takes 4 points of damage. All right, that makes it Zoma's go. And he's got an arrow bear trying to attack him and peck him. So that is your go, Mark, with Zoma. Zoma!
I don't really like this white owlbear's attitude, so I'm going to attack
his... He does have a little bit of an attitude.
I'm going to attack his pecker.
Do it.
I'm going to try to cut him.
Cut him in the pecker.
I'm going to call a shot. I think I hit him. Yeah.
19?
Yeah, 19.
Yes.
You want me to go ahead and roll my other one?
You can, and then roll all your damage after.
I missed on the second one.
Missed on the second one. You still hit the first shot, so roll your damage.
Where you at? What was that first dice say? 2?
2.
So 5 plus 6 is 11.
And 11 points of damage.
Oh, you know what I didn't do all ago? I didn't add my extra 2.
Owlbear.
Your extra 2 for what?
Damage to that.
Oh, that would have killed him anyway. He only had 1 hit point. So, okay. Owlbear, just white owlbear, just takes 11 points of damage from Mark. We won't get into explaining all of them. Because
this dice is like really random. Like, I'll roll high, then roll low, then high, then low.
Yeah.
So, that takes us to Lucky Strike. And he is going to climb down, which that'll be 20 feet, 25, 30. I'm going to move back before I finish my action. I'm going to shoot straight across at the owlbear that's beside Mark.
Just take the whole stand and move it forward.
He hits the first one.
No, let's pick it up and do it. I'll just direct it to come
in.
Oh, you were saying because of the lag.
Yeah, the lag is what's...
It may not be a problem. We'll find out.
He hits the second one, so... With a 19. So, alright. Roll his damage. 11, and 11 is 22. Points of damage to a white owlbear from 2 arrows getting stuck in his side.
Ooh.
And that brings us back around to the beginning of the next round.
Every time he breathes now, blood bubbles come out of his little pecker.
Alright. I'm running up my 30.
I'm gonna have to look up an owlbear to see what they look like.
Alright.
They look like a bear with an owl's head.
That sounds like some
They've
silly...
They've got wings. Well, their arms are claws.
Okay, but. Now I'm taking a dash.
Oh.
So I can run up 5, yeah. Get it, and then run back 25. Back. All right, so that's 5.
Put it around your little head.
So 10.
Put it around your 10, man's head.
to get it.
All right.
We got the flag.
15, 20, 25.
One more.
30.
All right. So we now have their flag.
I like how you turned your mini around the other way.
Even though it's the same.
Even though it's the same on both sides.
All right.
That's okay. All right. I have captured the flag.
Yeah, we're winning. We're winning. We're winning.
So
they just put a target on me.
You damn right. No,
that I got you back. Takes it to the assassin.
Way back.
Yeah. So.
We know who the assassin is to go after.
Because we're going to explain this. When you light up the flag, or when you grab the flag lights up. It's got this big bright
beacon.
And as you're running, it leaves a little bluish colored trail behind you.
So, great, it's got a tracer on it.
Yeah, it lights up blue, bright ass blue. It's got a little lighted up tail that kind of streams behind it like a jet stream. So, assassin is going to... Let me go with the...
Hey, when Magellan picked up the flag, what'd the crowd do?
White bear.
Nothing.
All right, roll an attack of opportunity.
Tough crowd.
Mark. You'll get an attack of opportunity. So roll your... to see if you hit.
Shit. 20.
So 20 hit. So roll your damage on him.
Yes! You're my witness. Right. That's a 6.
6.
7,
8.
Plus... 8 plus 3. 11.
11. So he takes 11 more damage. But...
How did I get attack of opportunity?
Because he's leaving. Away. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30.
Son of a bitch.
So he went through the door.
What is that?
Started that way. That's my dice. I was just
rolling it. I thought you were using that for like an extra like secret player.
Okay. Now we're going to go to the assassin that is going to try to shoot Kelly.
Come on. Shuck and jive. Dodge. Duck. The 5 D's of dodgeball.
4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 does not hit.
No.
So, you are good, Killa. That was his go. And it is Mark's go, Zoma.
Ooh, I don't know what I want to do. I'm kind of torn between...
You can...
just trying to get this guy from getting this. I don't know if I want to play offense or defense to defend Killa. Or...
Well, look.
Or get this guy.
Like this. If you go ahead
that's and... That's the cool thing about this game.
If
this,
you this engage...
Capture the flag.
...the assassin...
Because he can move 30 more feet. That'll put him right on our damn...
But we've got a spell on our side.
That's true.
And if you engage this guy with your 2 hits, then you get an extra hit if he tries to run away.
I don't think he's going to run away, but he's going to move to... try to intercept
but
you.
Still, that
but
would
yeah,
give you a third.
If he does that, that'll be an attack of opportunity. So, 5, 10, 15, 20. I attack. That is the assassin, right?
Yep.
I attack.
And he has been shot once with an arrow.
I'm going to attack the assassin.
Roll your 2 hit. And he has a 15 armor.
Got him.
So... You hit him with the first one.
Got him again.
Hit him with the second attack.
I rolled the same thing both times. So he's going to get damaged. 2 plus 6.
8 plus 3.
11. 11 on the first attack.
All right.
Second attack. 3. 5. Oh. No, 5 plus 3 is 8. 8 on the second one.
All right. It is Lucky Strike's go.
What do we add our proficiency bonus to?
He's going to go...
Your proficiencies.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25,
25 puts him right back on the other side of the wall that he just got off of.
So he climbed up the wall, climbed down, and then went through the door
back on the other side.
You're like, woo, this is fun. Shoot
so he's going to try to shoot the bug. Damn. I mean, the owlbear. I keep wanting to say bugbear. You got to now. And he did not hit with the first attack. And he did not hit with the second attack. So he shot two arrows at the bugbear.
Can you still use dash and move out of the way? Or?
Well, no, because I used both of my actions. So that's kind of where I'm at for right now.
Okay.
I should have used one more move.
You should have, because now I can't go through the door.
But I think that was my 25 feet was right there. Well, that's fine. If you can get all the way up to me, we'll figure that out after. All
right. Well, I'm going to go ahead.
I'm going to take the wall down because it's in the way.
Go ahead and use
my... Give me the battery box. 25,
30. All right. All right. Now I'm using my dash.
Okay. So that puts you right behind me.
Yep.
All right. So, Mark, you're on defense right now. And I'm kind of on... No.
Yeah.
Well, we're all kind of on defense now, really.
All right. Now it's Assassin's turn.
A good defense is the best offense.
All right.
It's the bug. The owlbear's turn, isn't it?
The owlbear pops back up. The red one right there.
Oh, well, he does, shit.
He doesn't get an action this go.
What do you mean he pops back up? Do we get to do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you go down, you're out for one full round. You spend one round getting back up, and then you start back up the next round.
We get a one
so,
up.
But
you get a green.
Here's the deal. You get half hit points when you pop back up.
But
so
still,
that means
you get to come back. So.
He's gonna have.
I have less than half now. What are you talking about?
No. When you come back. He's at 30 hit points instead of
which would be more than
points.
What I have. So
anyway, I'm round and it's rounded up from your original. It rounds your original up and then half. So, all right. So that was that. There, the assassin is on you, Mark. He is going to take two swings with his short sword. A 10 does not hit. He attacks again with another short sword, and a 17 does, plus his 6. 23 will hit. So, Mark, roll your savings throw.
I have not won one of these yet. And I still haven't.
All right.
I think you
so
need
you take,
dice.
I mean, it's rolling good
because
for
his sword
stuff,
is poisoned as well as the crossbow darts.
Of course it is. As well it should be.
So you take 7 regular damage. Let's put that in there before we forget how much it is.
Go ahead and hit 7.
I'm going to pop back up at the other end of the board.
You take 7 regular damage.
See, why does it do that?
Do it again.
Okay, there it goes.
Yeah. Actually, I rolled the wrong dice, but that doesn't matter. It was less than what it would have been. And you take... 6.
Do I even need to put this in? I'm pretty sure I'm dead.
You're dead. You were dead on the second roll.
Thirty-two points of poison damage.
It's telling you to do a saving throw.
It's telling me to do death saves.
Okay. Well, don't worry about that. And you can put your...
You don't even show me the number.
You can put you back up to what, 30?
Yeah.
You can add it to put it back up to 30. And that's where you'll be out one round.
Right.
And then you'll spend one round coming back, and then the next round. So you're out for 2 rounds.
Question. With him popping back up...
Whoa, hang on.
He won't be right there, bot. He'll be over here.
Okay.
Wait, let me see.
But he does not know about that, so you are right. We'll have to see how that goes.
Second wind. Already did that. Reactions. Action.
And that was...
No, with you dying so horribly,
So, Mark, before... since you didn't get your action this round, we'll count this round as your round to be out. And so next round you won't get an action, but the next round you will. Got it? Instead of waiting until the start of the round.
Hang on, I'm still trying
to... That makes it Lucky Strikes. All right, I'm at 30. That makes it Lucky Strikes go. He is going to... 5, 10...
How close 15, do you have to be to lay 20, hands on
25. He's going to stay there.
I can't because I've already used it all up.
Oh, you got
to... And he's going to shoot at the white owl.
I've got a 25 HP.
And he hit a 19 on him the first go. And the second go missed. That thing, this dice...
Hey, your ranger doesn't have second wind or Stone's Endurance, does it?
No, I do have a...
That would give you a natural 19, 20.
I do have one Cure Wounds.
Well, no, I was thinking it might give you a 20
it's
crit.
Not like that.
Okay. I didn't know if Rangers had that. I know Fighters do.
All right, so I got to roll for damage for that owlbear. 2. That's so 6 and 6. And then he gets another D8 because it's Colossal Slayer. And 3, 6, 6, and 6. So I hit 2s every time. So
18.
Okay. So 18 on that owlbear. And I believe that is going to take him out. Yeah. Yeah, that took him out. So he's out for a round.
All right, good.
Okay, it is Kelly's go with Jelan.
All right. Mark all 60. All
right. 5.
Don't
10.
Move me down there yet.
Oh,
just mark
okay.
me off 60.
See, we're there.
So 5, 10, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. All
right,
does that
put
me...
You can go to right there
but
and
that,
not get hurt.
Okay.
Because that range is here. And then I can drop it on this go. So you used the dash and got almost to our base. And I can drop it when it's my go, but it's their go first.
Yeah, the assassin's on your left.
He's going to move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And I don't think he can shoot you from there. Yeah, I guess he can. I've got to see what the distance is on his...
It's 60 foot, isn't it?
I think it's more than that, actually.
Come on, 30 foot.
80 feet, actually. Mm. So, yeah, he can hit you. So, okay. He's going to try to hit you with his crossbow. And he did. 18.
Yeah.
So, he hits you. 4. Let's do your regular damage first. Is... I did that wrong. Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4 piercing damage. And then roll your constitution save for your poison.
What level did you say we were? 5th or 6th?
5th.
11.
Damn.
I rolled an 8. And that's a con.
Yeah.
So yeah, 11.
No. The DC is a 50. So... 1.
I'm going to hook that assassin up since we're almost...
26.
Because once we get to the finish line, we're done,
points
right?
Of poison damage this round.
What if you have the flag and you die? It goes back to the...
Yep.
Oof.
Just like in regular Capture the Flag, if you get hit, it goes back.
Yep. Okay. That was their round, so... Mark, you're out for right now. You can go on the next
round. I thought you said I had an additional action that went as my...
You've got to wait, though.
He
just popped back up.
He already gave up his action, remember? We just started over.
There's two rounds that he's out.
Oh,
this is his first round. This is his second round out.
Okay.
Because since he gave up his action that first round, since he never, I let that be his first round.
I got you.
So the next round he gets to go. So that makes it
Lucky Strike.
Yes. Yeah, Lucky Strikes go. So he will spend. It's just going to be a bonus action for him to drop that. So that's gone. He's going to do this. He's going to shoot back at the assassin. 16, that would have hit, I'm sure, by the time I add his bonus.
Yeah, because 15's his armor class, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. That was the first one, I'll roll again for the second one. He's loving that looking four tonight, for sure. All right, but he did hit one time, so... 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points of damage to the assassin. Alright. Now it is back around to you. So that would get the flag.
So, I'm taking my three steps, movements.
And that gets the flag. Do y'all want to go three times? Have we got enough time for that? Or what do y'all want to do?
We've been playing for an hour and 19 minutes.
Let's do another one, but let's start a new recording.
All right.
We win! Woo! You get the first one. We run the first round.
All right, thanks for listening to Death Savers episode, I guess, one.
Do we want to say one, or do we just want to start it?
I'm not going to number these podcasts because...
Well, they're titled.
Yeah, I'm not going to number these like I do Real Pop Culture because... Should I ring the bell? I'm shamelessly promoting our other podcast, obviously. A lot. Go listen to Real Pop Culture. It's awesome. Or some people think
it's better than average.
Yeah. It's at least average. Like, if a movie is a 5, it's worth watching. If it's a 4, nah.
Mm.
Like... if this podcast was a movie, it'd be one of those movies that you would recommend to a friend, but you would never actually watch it again.
Probably. I don't know. You'd save it because you'd intend on watching it again.
Yeah, you might want to, I don't know. It's a good... All kidding aside.
I think we just need to delete all that.
No. I refuse. People need to know the truth. But no, we have a lot of fun doing that. Having a lot of fun doing this. This is going to happen more often.
Let us know what you think about this.
Yeah,
Especially if you've got ideas for campaigns or...
Well, another thing...
Or if there's something you'd like to see or hear.
Without getting into the technicalities of this podcast, it's separate from Real Pop Culture in that it's the same hosting service, but it's a different account so that they don't get mixed up. And the account for... Real Pop Culture is a full-blown broadcaster account that's, paid and all that. This is... I'm using the freebie, so we don't have near as much upload space. So I can't archive, just hundreds of episodes on here. So I'll probably eventually delete the episodes that are out there now from the old. I'll leave them up for a little while. But the newer episodes will start to eventually replace the older ones. And then we'll figure out something... Maybe a Patreon or something to archive old episodes later on down the road. If you want to go back and listen to something older than what's available.
Which we've still got several old campaigns that haven't even been edited or uploaded yet.
Yeah, I have one.
The Adventures of Fiddick. We never finished it out.
We never finished it.
We finished it. It got recorded. We just never...
Oh. Well, the campaign's not over. We switched over to Ravenloft. Remember? We're playing second edition with Anthony.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that tells you how long it's been since we played it.
There's something else I recorded over at Clint's. The first part of this big thing we're doing now, I think. So I may put some of that out there, too. Who knows? But either way, we're playing D&D regularly, so we might as well record it, and we might as well let everybody listen to it. If they want. Should I do, new intro and outro music for this show?
I say yeah. So we need some new intro and outro.
It probably won't happen on this episode, but yeah. I mean, we're musicians. Why not make some music? That's what we do.
That's what you do.
That's what we do, baby. We play D&D, we play guitar, we drink a bunch of beer. I'm not drinking beer right now. It feels weird to podcast with a Diet Dr. Pepper.
You got
to
think, it's 2:30 in the afternoon. I am just waking up. I got to get ready
for work. If I was mowing my yard today like I did yesterday, I'd be drinking beer right now.
Well, I got to get ready for work.
Yeah, I got to work tomorrow, so. Anyway, thanks for listening to Death Savers. We'll be back hopefully in a few days, maybe a week, with the second part to this. And there may be a third part, too.
Enjoy.
Well, this is the outro. You should have said that at the
beginning. Enjoy your day.
You just weren't done yet. Enjoy the rest of your day.